And we're joined now by NPR's Kelly McEvers, who's in Beirut and has been monitoring events in Syria. And Kelly, since the news broke about Osama bin Laden, you've also been monitoring the reaction in the Arab world. And what are you finding?
I'm finding it's interesting. I mean, I think there's not a whole lot of surprise at this point. I think this is something people were expecting for some time. But I think now, because we are in this time of Arab revolution, people are finding a way to, you know, make an opportunity out of this. And one of them is Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood. You know, they released a statement saying today that, you know, now that the head of, you know, the worldwide terror movement is dead, that means that U.S. troops should pull out of Afghanistan and Iraq, and that, you know, democracy is now the way we need to deal with this, not foreign occupation. But more so than that, you know, if you're monitoring young activists online, they're saying things like, you know, we've got one bad guy down, but we've got a few more to go. Let's think about Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. Let's think about Ali Abdullah Saleh in Yemen. And let's think about Bashar al-Assad in Syria.
So what is it likely or unlikely to fuel any sort of anti-American sentiment in the Arab countries? Are they all busy with their own issues?
Yeah, in some ways, it's definitely the latter. I mean, I think you do have, especially in a secular place like Lebanon here, you have people who, you know, are pretty happy to hear that bin Laden's gone. But again, I think most of them are occupied with their own movements. I've been monitoring the Syrian situation, and all the activists here, again, are really focused on the day-to-day events there.
Now, until this weekend, the Obama administration's attention has been focused on the unrest sweeping the Arab world in places like Libya. Are the events surrounding the killing of bin Laden likely to affect this momentum?
You know, it's hard to say at this point. I mean, again, we're not seeing that here in Beirut. What we're seeing is people talking about the fact that the southern city of Daraa in Syria is, you know, basically becoming a humanitarian crisis. You know, we've got those activists saying that there should be more strong words out of the Obama administration regarding that. More strong words should come from the UN. More strong words should come from the European Union.
And just briefly, Kelly, the latest in Syria that's been in the news, and let's hear a little bit about that.
You know, activists are saying that anyone who publicly has opposed the regime of Bashar al-Assad in Syria is now being rounded up. We're getting reports of hundreds of people who've been detained in their homes in the middle of the night, taken away. And yet, despite this, and despite repeated warnings and sort of ultimatums by the Syrian regime, protesters are vowing to launch a week-long demonstration. You know,
right.
We have 7 days of protests against Assad's regime.
Okay, thank you, Kelly. That's NPR's Kelly McEvers joining us from Beirut. This is special coverage from NPR News.